How to get your ex-lover to come back using the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, and we're flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, we've been off our podcast for some time because we were moving and we built a whole new studio here. So be sure and write me and let me know that you're listening to the podcast, and please share it on social media so that we can get our following back again, because we are here and we will be back here on a regular basis with a new podcast for you on the Law of Attraction. So today we're talking about how to get your ex-lover to come back. And look, you can't control their world. That's important to understand. But it doesn't mean that you can't use the maximum amount of magnetism to draw them back into your life for a love, a loving, deep, personal, committed relationship. You don't need to control their world to get what you want. That's important to understand right from the beginning. A lot of times people say, hey, Robert, do I need to control their world? Do I need to dominate them? No. The law of attraction is about attraction. It's about magnetism. And so when you follow our steps, you will be successful in attracting the love of your life back into your life. We believe that if you loved once, you can love again, deeper, stronger, more powerful the second time around. What you can control is your own vibration. You have the power to control your vibration. So think about it this way, high flyers. Attractive magnetic people are attractive because their energy is not split by attracting what you want and at the same time trying to satisfy others, the good opinions of others. You're going to get all kinds of people, family, friends, neighbors, postman, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and they're all going to say, look, you got to give it up. Just give it up. Because that's what they did. They gave up. But if you have feelings for this person, if you loved once, you can love again, deeper, stronger the second time around. So you're going to be coming into full alignment with what or who you want. As you come into full alignment, you start to vibrate at a frequency that makes you attractive. And they start calling you. They start chasing you. Stop spending time pushing against what you don't want. Rather, attract the person that you do want. One of the things that you want to do is you want to begin to ignore outside evidence. I firmly believe that. Look at outside evidence is just the reality. It's a snapshot of reality for a given moment in time. What if they have a new boyfriend? What if they have a new girlfriend? What if they're seeing someone else? So what? I mean, if they're not married, if they're not in a deeply committed relationship, what does that have to do with anything? What if they don't love me anymore? What if they love you more? What if they will love you more? What if the two of you will love each other more than you've ever loved before? What if it never happens? What if it does happen? What if it can't be repaired? What if it can be repaired? And not just repaired, but made new. You see, that's what we do at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We help you make your relationship new, brand new again. That's important. A new relationship, a new love affair, a new marriage, new hope. It's a wonderful feeling. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We can help you too. Claim your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring Alchemy Life Coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can do for you. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. So one of the things we talk about is raising your own vibration. And I think this is so important. And there's a lot of ways to raise your vibration, from cutting down on the meat in your diet, increasing your exercise, doing breath exercise, meditation, visualization, affirmations, incantations. All of this helps raise your vibration. The higher you go up in vibration, the more you're going to find that this other person becomes attracted to you again. And it's going to start small, usually does anyway, not always, and it's going to grow from there. Be clear about the kind of relationship you desire. You see, the law of attraction requires clarity on your part. So you have to be absolutely clear and take responsibility for the condition of the relationship. If it's in a bad condition, you are responsible. If it's in a good condition, you are responsible, because you are a manifester and you are manifesting the life you desire. You really are. Move beyond being a victim into the consciousness of co-creating. Say it right now. I give up being a victim, and I accept that I am a co-creator of my own reality, that I am creating the reality, the relationship, the love affair that I desire and I deserve. Well, lastly, people will say, but Robert, you don't understand. I'm in pain. And I do understand that. But you're looking within, and you're looking at the pain rather than the pleasure. If you had a good relationship at some time, at some point in time, there should be plenty of memories from the past that you can focus on that bring you pleasure. But then you can focus on the future. What is it going to feel like? What is it going to be like? How are we going to be different? Do you see what I'm saying? If you're focusing on pain, you're focusing on lack. You're focusing on want. You're focusing on your fear that you don't have the relationship and you might never have it. That's what you're focusing on. You have to make up your mind. You're either going to focus on a loving, compelling future, or you're going to focus on your fear, your despair. The choice is yours. You're going to be manifesting either way. That's how the law of attraction works. You'll be manifesting either way. Now, we have a lot of podcasts for you to listen to. You can go back and listen to them. We're on a lot of platforms, including iTunes and Blog Talk Radio and Stitcher and all of them. We are so grateful that you listen. And please give us a 5-star if you are on iTunes. Give us that 5-star and a positive review. And don't forget, we're also on YouTube Monday through Friday with a video there to empower your life at Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube. So we're on YouTube. We're here on whatever you're listening to us on, okay? And we're here on a regular basis from here on out. You're special. We care about you. We love you. We've helped people in 60 different countries. Rachel and I are dedicated. This is a mission. This is our purpose. And you can write to us, not just about relationship issues, but you can write to us about your business, about your career, wherever you think the law of attraction would be helpful in your life. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And hey, one more thing, come and visit us at Facebook at Law of Attraction Solutions, because we go live on Facebook from time to time and we have a lot of fun. We answer questions, we take calls, we do all kinds of stuff. Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook. Okay, you have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.